teach them to deal with conflict by letting them see you deal with conflict in a healthy, godly fashion. One way to achieve this is through not fighting with your spouse in their presence. Show them peaceful resolution. Teach them the importance of affection by professing your love for your spouse in their presence.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
I once heard someone say that anyone can be a father, but it takes a real man to be a daddy. In Deuteronomy 6:5-9, one can find excellent instruction on being a good daddy and a good father. There we are instructed to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. God's word and commands shall be in our hearts, and fathers shall teach God's word diligently to their children, talking about God and His word whenever they sit in their homes, walk by the way, lie down, and awaken. We should bind them as signs on our hands, and they should be as frontlets between our eyes. We should write them on the doorpost of our home and on our gates. In other words, a good father continually makes God the center of his daily life, and he models this example for his children. As I think about this scripture, the pattern of my earthly dad and my heavenly father, three things come to mind. First, a good father never lets his children take what they have for granted. Growing up, my earthly father often reminded me of various things that I had to be thankful for. He would always encourage me to appreciate the things that he and my mom worked so hard to give me, a trait that I work to impart to in the lives of my great niece and nephews. I am convinced that the more we learn to appreciate what we have, we will also appreciate our lives and value ourselves and others more. Second, a good father leads by example, which is what Deuteronomy 6:5-9 says. Teach God's commands to your children. Bind them as a sign on your hands and the frontlets between your eyes. We should write them on the doorpost of our home and our gates. Leading our children by the example we set. Teach them to deal with conflict by letting them see you deal with conflict in a healthy, godly fashion. One way to achieve this is through not fighting with your spouse in their presence. Show them peaceful resolution. Teach them the importance of affection by professing your love for your spouse in their presence. For many years, my wife and I served as directors at a boarding school, and I made sure the children in our charge saw us trading affection. Now, many of those former students have children and families of their own, and I pray that they learn the importance of showing their spouse affection from the example Sonia and I set years prior. I also believe a good father adheres to the values that he would like his children to follow. A good father learns from the good father. God never goes back on his word. God abides by the values he sets. Like our heavenly father, we should comply with the values we set. A good father should not expect their child to behave any differently than the example he sets. Recently, I was in a big box retail outlet where a parent was yelling at their child, and the child was screaming back, the parent all the more loudly, nearly screaming at the child, said, "How dare you raise your voice at me?" The child responded even more loudly at the parent's rebuke. Now, I'm not trying to justify the child. What I want you to see here is that the child was following the example the parent was setting. Every time the parent's voice grew louder, the child's voice became louder. Had the parent modeled different behavior, the outcome with the child would have been dramatically different. The child in the scenario was being antagonized, not challenged. Which takes me to my final point. A good father challenges his children. One of the things I like about the old television show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, is that Ozzie Nelson always gave Dave and Rick the autonomy to face setbacks. Sure, help your children when they need help, but do not enable bad behavior in the process. Sometimes the most loving thing a parent can do is step back and give their child the independence they need to fix their mess. Once a child reaches adolescence, teach them how to balance a checkbook. Throughout my time in pastoral ministry, having served several congregations, I cannot tell you how many young people have come to me with no idea how to handle finances. Teach your children the importance of saving money. Talk with them about living within their means. Even if you teach them from your mistakes, challenge them in the area of finance. Being a good steward of what God has given honors God. Finally, give your child the tools they need to be successful in life and society. Anyone can be a father, but it takes a real man to be a daddy. God challenges us to model his example. He is the good father. Follow his lead and watch how his precepts will change your home.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's word together. Blessings.